All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 281, and I'm ChibiD here, located in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we've got Wombat. And Shipwreck.
Getting stupid in here.
Stupid, yes.
It's good.
Stupid.
And you get a car. And you get a car.
Yes. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. A lot of games to talk about this week. I thought we were in like a lull, and then all of a sudden, the game's up the ass.
It's that digital age we live in.
I'd rather have a digital game up my ass than a physical copy.
Yes, that's a good point.
You could fit a lot more.
So, yeah, welcome to the show. Where to begin? There's so many things to talk about. I just bought a Fitbit. Do you know what a Fitbit is?
Could you tell me what a Fitbit is?
I will tell you.
Please.
So a Fitbit is one of those devices that you... It's like a super high-tech pedometer where you attach it to your pants and then it tracks how many steps you walk and things like
that. Does it tweet at us?
I have a feeling that you can set it up to tweet at you.
Now, other than probably costing 10 times more, what makes it better than, say, a pedometer?
Okay, that's a great... I'm glad you asked that question. Now, I haven't actually used it yet.
Did this one come with magic beans?
No. It comes with this Wi-Fi access point that connects to your computer. So whenever you're near your computer, it automatically takes all the data from the Fitbit, uploads it to the Fitbit website. So you have a page that you can go to with your profile and all these neat graphs and stuff showing how much you walked every day. And if you choose to log your exercise and what you're eating, it all goes there as well. It will even monitor your sleep habits. So it knows when you're sleeping, Wombat.
That's crazy.
Right.
It's like the Santa Claus of tech devices.
Right, exactly. Except it helps you lose weight. The goal is to lose some weight. And I've been going to the gym a lot, doing the elliptical machine. Do you know about the elliptical machine?
I am familiar. Do you do a spin class on that thing?
I don't do anything. I just do the elliptical machine. I watch 2 episodes of Pawn Stars, which is 20 minutes, once you suck out all the commercials. I mean, 20 minutes each. And I just watch those episodes while I do the elliptical machine, and then I leave when they're over. That's how I know when I'm done.
Excellent.
But I also bought, because the Fitbit itself wasn't ridiculous enough, so they also have a
How much
Wi-Fi.
Does a Fitbit run someone?
It's $100.
I guess it's not terrible if it works.
So, well, yeah, I don't know yet. I'll report more later. But supposedly Major Nelson swears by it. And he was actually tweeting with me when I had asked people about the Fitbit. Everyone's like, oh, Major Nelson really likes it. And then him and E started tweeting at me, trying to, you know, telling me that they approve. And then I also bought the Wi-Fi scale that just came out, that sort of compliments it. What? So I have a Wi-Fi scale. Is that so crazy?
It's
what does one okay, do so with this, a Wi-Fi scale?
Okay.
This Wi-Fi scale cuts out the step where you look at the number and then put it in on your computer.
Yes.
Now that only costs $30.
That has like 4 rooms.
This only costs $30 more than the Fitbit itself.
How did you just looked it up?
Yes, of course I did.
Yes, the Wi-Fi scale is $130.
The internet is an amazing thing.
You can have all the information at your fingertips in an instant. So that was $130 for the Wi-Fi scale. Now that hasn't come yet, so I can't report on
did
either.
Did you download
of these
the app at least?
There's a lot of different apps that you can use with it, and I downloaded one of them.
Which one?
My Fitness Planner or something.
Wait. Is it? Wait, let's see if I can guess. MyFitnessPal?
That's it.
Yes, I know.
So anyway, it sounds interesting.
That's a good app. I recommend it.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Cheapy is very suspicious because she's like, how come every time, like about a month or two before E3, you decide to like stop eating like a pig and go to the gym, but only right before E3? So it's just like, you have some girlfriends waiting there for you or something like that? And I said, no. Sadly, no.
It's just other men.
Just other men. I want the other men who look at me to think that I am fit, which is why I bought the Fitbit. So, I don't know. It looks cool. It's a little tiny thing. I don't know. I'm excited to use it.
Maybe I'll pick one up.
Yeah. It could be good. I'll report back to you for next week, let you know how it's working out. Major Nelson said that he's on his fourth Fitbit, that he's left three of them in his pants and put them through the washing machine.
That makes me not want to get a Fitbit.
Which seems like a problem. I can see myself doing that because I'd say I've gone to the gym seven or eight times in the last 2 weeks. And I've left two pairs of headsets in the shorts. Like at my gym, they will lend you clothing to wear. And then, you know, you just throw it in a hamper when you're done and they wash it. So I've left two pairs of headsets.
They have clothing your size?
Dude, yeah.
Well, it's a gym. They assume fat people are coming, so they just have large clothing.
It's Tokyo American Club, so they have to have that American. Okay.
I was thinking you were still just going across the street.
No. I moved on in the world. All I have to bring is a pair of underwear and my deodorant to the gym.
So you go in there in a pair of underwear with a stick of deodorant. No. Where is the ellipticals at?
I go in there with a Ziploc bag with my pair of underwear and my deodorant.
So you show up naked.
And then I leave with my sweaty pair of underwear in the Ziploc bag. See how that works?
I do see how that works.
I don't want to see how that works. That sounds awful.
No, it's great. It's great. It's great. And they have
I don't know. Why don't you buy a bag?
I don't need a bag. All I need is a pair of underwear and my deodorant. And it all fits in a Ziploc sandwich bag. It's perfect. I like to travel light. Don't you know that about me?
But you could maybe just buy a little bag. It doesn't have to be a Ziploc bag.
What's wrong with the Ziploc bag?
You just throw that out every time, right?
No, I reuse it.
Oh. So you take your dirty underwear, your sweaty, yes, dirty underwear, yes, out of there.
Yes.
And then you put your clean underwear back into that.
I feel by that time it's...
To that damp Ziploc bag.
I leave the bag open.
I'm going with Chipwreck on this. That's super gross. Do you leave it on the windowsill also?
No.
There's probably plants growing in there.
No. I let it dry before I put the clean underwear back in.
He can't disturb
it.
It's
in the box of Ziploc bags.
It's an ecosystem now.
Yeah, it's not like I'm eating a sandwich out of there. Come on. It's fine. And I've been going. I've been good. That's the key thing to take away from it.
Is Mrs. Cheapy, is she aware of this Ziploc bag scenario you have going?
She may or may not be aware of that. So
I'm going to say she's not aware of this. Right.
I think she's just happy that I'm getting off my ass. And slightly worried that there's some mistress waiting for me in California.
There you go. And that mistress is Shipwreck.
Yes. Anyway, so I got that going for me.
That's exciting.
And what else can I tell you about? Oh, I have something for Watch This Bitches. This time, you know, it's funny because I kept telling you guys to watch Drive and everybody assumed that I thought that it was totally awesome, and they keep posting that it's, you know, that they either disagree or think it's awesome. I never said it was awesome, but here's a movie that's awesome, okay? The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the American one. That blew me away. Have either of you guys seen that?
No.
Nope.
It's awesome.
It looks gritty. Is it gritty?
It looks. I believe there's rape in that film. Lots of rape.
There's
rape
not a lot of rape. There's
rape
some
the
rape.
Movie.
Some rape.
Yeah,
and it's the worst kind of rape.
Yeah. See, I don't need to see that.
It's a great movie. It really was like thrilling, and people have said that the original Swedish version is better, but I just can't imagine.
You know who says that? Douchebags.
I think if you see the Swedish one first and you already know the story and everything and already have seen a movie about that subject, it might be hard to really fairly judge the American version.
Did you read the book?
Nah, because I only
like the Swedish version of the book. That's the version I like.
Hey, Roring, you got in Tolfen, Dolls Penis. That's Swedish.
I'm taking the day off of work a week from Friday so I could go see the Avengers during the day.
That's nice. Now, is Ty too young to see that movie?
I would say see it yourself first and make the decision on your own.
I feel like he can handle it.
He probably could. Sabrina has seen Iron Man in parts. I'll let her see select scenes because she thinks she really likes Iron Man. But, you know, she hasn't seen the whole movie. She's only really seen... And actually, she's only seen bits and pieces of Iron Man 2, because I even think those scenes are a little milder.
Right. I think he's going to be okay, but maybe, yeah. I don't know. We'll because he's watched the Avengers cartoon, and there is a lot of fighting in that. It's almost all fighting. It doesn't seem to affect him. Like, he doesn't go around trying to punch people in the nuts or anything like that. So, I think we're good.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. Sabrina really likes the Looney Tunes, and she hasn't picked up on that because I had the Blu-ray set.
Right. She hasn't hit you in
the head. No, all she does is she'll be playing with her toys, and everything. Every now and again, I'll catch her singing, "I like to sing about the moon and spoon in the Juno."
I remember that.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, that's appropriate. Because that's her favorite cartoon of all of them, with a little owl.
Gotcha.
Yep.
All right, then. So, should we go into new releases?
Why not?
Sure, we're there already.
Yeah, bam.
Just like that.
Let's see.
Obviously, Shipwreck and I don't have lives that are worth talking about.
Right.
Well,
I bought a Sega CDX. That's pretty exciting.
What games are you going to be playing on that?
Wirehead. I'm a big fan of Wirehead. Are you familiar with that?
I am not.
You play as this guy, kind of looks like a businessman, and these mobsters kind of come after him, but you're controlling him because he has a wire in his head.
Hmm.
And so it's all full motion video, and you have to like ride on a skateboard, and it's really bad.
Are there any actors starring in it that we might know of?
I don't think in Wirehead, no.
No. All right.
Is it on IMDb?
I don't know. Why don't you look that up while Cheapy and I talk about some Bloodforge? Because I know we both played that.
Bloodforge. Yes. Yeah, Bloodforge. I mean, you finished it, right?
I did. This is a Xbox Live Arcade title. It's part of their next series on Live. What did you think? You played the demo, right?
You know what? I got to say, I mean, this is obviously a God of War-inspired third-person slash-em-up.
Now, when you say that, do you think that because he is tricked by gods into murdering his wife and then does a lot of combos?
And he's angry. He's very angry.
And he's angry. And he's muscular, too.
Yes. You know what? I got to say, I got to the end of the demo and I said, you know what? I would buy this game, but I want to wait. I know, Shipwreck, that you had finished it, so I wanted to talk to you about it first. But my impressions from the demo were very favorable. I mean, it looked good. The combat seemed pretty tight.
Yeah, I think it's $15, and I think it's kind of gotten to that, like, that threshold of what's the difference between an Xbox Live Arcade game like this and a retail game.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks as good as a retail game does. Like, not a top-tier retail game.
Not God of War.
Not God of War. But, I mean, it has good production value. It's all done in, like, a kind of like a Sin City-style art style, mm-hmm. where everything is kind of muted, like black and white or, like, light green, and then just blood everywhere.
Well, I started downloading this demo, and I did notice that the file size for it is quite large.
It was 1.5 or to 2 gigs.
It's just somewhere. Under 2 gigs, yeah.
1.8 maybe.
That's becoming the norm.
That is becoming very common.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, again, just like you said, it allows for bigger games, I guess, and bigger colors, but I guess that also doesn't equate to a good game, but you guys can go ahead and talk about it since I haven't played it yet.
I want to hear more about these bigger colors.
Well, bigger colors.
The red was huge.
There's
the red
purple,
was so big.
And then there's purple.
Dude, the red was so big, it broke through my television.
Brighter colors, maybe. I don't know. Whatever. I was reading IMDb.
Higher resolutions?
I was trying to talk. Thank you. Yes. I was trying to talk and read IMDb at the same time.
So, but wait, I still want to know if this game is good, because I think I would buy it.
I think it's pretty decent. It's on the level of, like, the second tier of God of War ripoffs.
Okay.
Like,
so
it's not as good as, like, a Dante's Inferno. But it's like, I think it took me like 4 or 5 hours to play through it, and I liked it well enough.
More of like a Conan?
I thought it was pretty decent. Yeah, it's like the Conan level, okay. I guess. But I like the graphical style about it. So I think there's some things about it that you can kind of cheese your way through. Like, a lot of the boss battles are really hard unless you just roll out of the way and use your projectile attack.
I did like the evading system in it. Seemed like it kind of cool. Like it goes into slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
I like slow motion. You know that about me. Slow motion gets me every time, whether it's in a kung fu movie.
I think you'd like it because it's only, like I said, it's only like 5 hours long, but for $15, I didn't think it was overly difficult either. So I think that's a plus for you.
What about leveling up? How does that work?
The leveling up, it's almost unnecessary. What you do is you can, blood is the way you level up. So you take the blood that you gain from doing combos and everything.
Do you forge it?
There is no forging. I don't know what's.
Forging in Bloodborne. You don't have the blood.
They mention it like twice early in the game, and then maybe I missed what they were talking about, but I never saw a blood forge per se.
Right.
But you use the blood to pick from like three god powers that you can use, and you can power those up, basically magic attacks. But the problem with that in the game is that you get graded for each little battle sequence that you do. And if you use one of these god powers, like there's one where these giant hands come down and then beat everything up and just like snatch two enemies off the screen. If you use those, then it like hurts your rating and your combo.
I see.
And then you don't get as much blood. But since that blood is only used to buy these powers,
it's not that big of a deal.
It's not that big of a deal. It just doesn't seem like they thought it through all the way there. But yeah. I don't know. I thought it was enjoyable enough.
It currently has a 51 on Metacritic.
I know. That surprised me. Like, I'm not quite sure why it's quite that low.
Yeah, well, check out the demo, everyone, because it seemed pretty decent.
Yeah. I guess the big retail release this week is Prototype 2.
Right. Hey, you know, there's another Xbox Live Arcade release that's not on here.
Yeah, I listed it as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So is that what we want to say about Prototype 2?
Well, no, we can do Prototype. I mean, I haven't played it. I read some of the reviews of it. I played the first one quite a bit.
I have my sealed copy of Prototype 1 sitting next to me at my desk. Does that
count? I can't remember if I actually I think what happened with Prototype 1 is I got really far, and then I stopped playing for a while, and then I went back to finish it, and the controls are so complicated that I literally forgot how to play. And I just said, screw it, because at that point in the game, it gets pretty hard. And to forget, like, to forget everything was sort of a deal breaker for me. So, I don't know, but the second one sounds good, but it just makes me want them to make another Hulk game. I want another Hulk game from Radical. Because that was the best. We can all agree that Ultimate Destruction was pretty badass.
Yes. Yeah,
that was a great game. I don't know anything about Prototype 2. I know they sent me that combat commando sweater.
Yes, but they didn't send you the game?
They didn't. I didn't ask for the game either, though,
right.
Because I didn't play Prototype 1. So I don't know. This kind of just seems like a series that I may have just missed this generation.
Yeah, I mean, open world superpower. You're basically an open world superhero, but it's a superhero that you've never heard of before. And
it seemed like you were kind of a dick, though.
And you're kind of
you kill a lot of innocent people in the first game.
Right.
That doesn't really appeal to me for this type of game. I think that's part of the reason I didn't play the first one. I don't know.
Yeah, I think if they just throw the Hulk in there again, we're all good. Nines across the board.
As opposed to the sevens it's getting now.
What else we got?
Let's see. We have that Walking Dead Telltale, the first episode of that game came out.
Okay.
And I've been hearing good things about that, but I haven't tried it yet.
Hearing good things too.
You remember Job, right?
Of course.
Yeah, he's the new PR guy for that game.
Sweet.
Yeah, so we should be getting copies by the end of the week.
I haven't. I've only watched the first episode of the TV show.
Yeah,
same here.
I read the first trade paperback, I feel like 100 years ago. So that's all I know.
I'm assuming this is in the same mold of all the other Telltale games, right?
Actually, it's supposed to be a little bit different.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be incredible. So I'm very much looking forward to checking it out.
Shit. Okay, maybe I'll check it out too then.
And it's coming. It's already out for PS3. It's coming out, I guess, when this episode will be up. It'll be out for 360 as well.
Good.
It's only 2 hours long, and it's $5, so that's not bad.
Right, that's better than Journey and Limbo put together.
There you go.
Or longer. No, it's not. 2 hours, you said, right?
2 hours, but $5.
Okay. Okay, I exaggerated a lot.
You're allowed.
Okay, what else we got?
I guess the other thing, Risen 2 came out for the PC, and I've heard decent things about that. Mm-hmm. I'll play that when it comes to consoles in a in a couple months. The other game that came out that I think we all tried, that I always forget the name of,
right?
For Xbox Live Arcade, is Deep Black Episode 1.
Yes, I played the demo. I went played through the demo of that.
I played through the demo of that as well.
Oh my God!
Whoa!
Did you ship?
I did.
Whoa, hat trick.
I could not beat the tutorial mission, though. I had to go straight to the actual mission.
Oh, you mean with that stupid robot?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what I was supposed to be doing.
Okay, you shoot the robot with the harpoon, and then you hold down the button to reprogram it. But the fact that the...
It kept on shooting me.
I know. You have to just like time it well enough so you don't die in time.
You got to move out of the way. So Deep Black, episode one, I guess there's going to be more episodes, is a third-person action game that takes place underwater for some parts and also on land. And it's a third-person shooter, so there's a cover system even underwater. You have a little jetpack that you can use to swim faster underwater. I like the concept.
It looks nice, too.
And it looks pretty nice. The sound, I thought the surround sound was really excellent when you're underwater. It's really... really surrounded you.
What did you think about the death sounds from the enemies when they're in the water?
Yeah, it's a little too... Like, when you shoot somebody, when you give somebody a headshot, right? I don't expect them to be like, oh, no, or whatever they say. I mean, they actually say things after you
shoot
them.
And then they,
like,
gurgle underwater.
Right. If you shoot somebody in the head, there shouldn't be any sound.
Did you find that there were long stretches of silence, though, also, in that game?
Well, you're in the deep black, Wombat. You need some silence.
I guess I just, yeah, but I felt it was just a little too quiet, like almost putting me to sleep quiet.
I sort of liked it, but maybe not enough to buy it.
Yeah.
I like the idea.
It's $10, right?
Is it 10 or is it 15?
I thought it was 15.
I think it's 15.
Oh, I thought it was 10.
I don't know.
I'm not 100% sure on that. But
okay. Yeah. Somebody keep talking. One of us can walk.
Not looking.
I'll look.
I thought, like, you know, the problem is you have these on, you know, of course the underwater combat sequences are going to be unique because you probably haven't played too many games like that, but the on the land combat sequences seem pretty stale because you've done that before and you've done it probably in a better game.
Yeah, it was taking a, like, underwater, that stuff was kind of neat, and I don't like games that are in water generally, but on land it just... Like, it took so many bullets to kill dudes.
You got to shoot them in the head.
And then I was trying.
No, they don't say that. But they do say something. I liked it, but I will wait for it to go on sale, most likely.
Well, I'm a little confused. Like, it also deters me that it says episode one after it.
Right.
It's like, okay, so how much of a game is here?
Right. Exactly.
But did Wombat find the price for it yet?
I'm just about to. I was actually just clicking on it. It is $10.
$800
Microsoft points.
See, I just bought NBA Jam on Fire Edition, which is on sale this week for $10.
I picked that up too.
Oh, you did? Excellent. And then I took that my $5 savings, and then I bought the Time is Money cheat pack, which I know I...
Oh, no.
I know.
So you unlocked everything?
I unlocked everything. I mean, I'm not going to be able to play it that much, right?
Sure.
Here was my thinking, and I think you'll agree with me that I'm not a horrible person for doing this. I figured that if I unlocked the mascots and the crazy characters that you can play as, then Ty would like the game more. Therefore, I'd be able to play the game with Ty, or at least have him watch me play. And that was worth $5 to me. So...
No, your argument is sound, and you still only paid $15 for the game,
right?
Which is the price of the game.
It is cool. I mean, the mascots are pretty fun to play with. I mean, the game looks great. We're talking about NBA Live now, on Fire.
NBA Jam.
Jam. Live. It looks much better, I think, to me, than the disc version that came out before it. Unless I'm crazy. But yeah, I unlocked all the characters, you know, Dr. J with the Afro and the Beastie Boys. What else do you need?
Is Fletch in there?
Well, you don't know any of the other players, so.
no Fletch. If there is, I haven't seen him. But I like that.
That's what they need in the sequel.
Right. So yeah, I liked Fletch. I mean, I liked that game. What else are we playing here? What else we have for new releases?
That's pretty much it for new releases, I think.
Is that it? I also
got 6 foot tall, 6 foot four with the afro.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I also have some exciting news. So for real now, this is really happening. I'm not joking. In fact, I'm meeting with my friend today to discuss it. There will be a PC gaming rig built in the near future for me, so I can play Tribes and whatever else I feel like playing.
So you're building a PC for a free to play game?
Yes, and maybe some other games.
That free to play game is a $2,000 game.
Right. It's going to be a very expensive game. I love Tribes and I need to play it, and it's a good time. It seems like a good time to put together a gaming PC now because the new graphics cards just came out and the new CPUs came out. And the plan is I'll replace my 5-year-old iMac with the new iMac that comes out and use the iMac as the monitor for the gaming PC. How's that for a plan?
That sounds expensive.
Yeah.
I like it.
Whatever makes you happy. That's all I can say.
My iMac is dying and it's 5 years old. It needs to be replaced.
Uh-huh.
And I need to play Tribes. And then uh-huh. I could even live stream it over Twitch TV, which sounds like it might be fun if you want to watch me suck at Tribes. I might be good at Tribes, though, because I have a lot of Tribes experience.
Can you say Tribes more than 5 times in a sentence?
Tribes. 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 And I'm going to pay for Tribes, too. I'm going VIP. I'm not just going to do the free one. I'm going to give them money. Hey, if I gave $20 for that big hit hockey game, that card game, then obviously I'm giving money for Tribes.
You're the sucker that Tribes is looking for.
I love Tribes. What can I tell you?
Nothing.
What else? Also this week, the Cinderella DLC came out for Rock Band 3, and I bought Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone, and it's a lot of fun to play on the piano, so I recommend that. And
you sadden me so much anytime you talk about any music.
What? That's a great song.
Anytime you talk about any music, it kind of hurts me. And then I listen to the intro of every song, and I get a little more depressed inside each time.
The only thing I remember about Cinderella really is that one of my best friends when I was growing up, his mom threw that tape out when she found it in his room.
It's too dirty.
It's too racy.
Too raunchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
They look like Aerosmith. They totally bit Aerosmith's look, and some of their songs sound alike too. But I like it. Don't know what you got till it's gone. Excellent. Now we just need.
I know what I got. No Cinderella, and that makes me happy.
Now we just need Never Say Die, Iron Eagle, and then we're good.
There are no damn Yankees, I'll tell you that much.
maybe next week. Rock Band's been awesome putting out the DLC every week.
They have the Saigon Kick on there yet?
I don't know what that is.
It's another one. It's another one of those bands.
Oh. All right. Let's move on here. Where are we? Let's do a little plug for our friends at GoDaddy.com for all your domain registration and web hosting needs. We got some coupon codes for you. 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. It's GoDaddy.com. Do it. Gotta buy this wireless scale and shit.
Woo! Yeah.
Those things don't just show up at your house for free, you know.
Where's my wireless scale? Maybe they'll listen to us talk about them and send us all some Fitbit stuff.
Right.
Hey, Fitbit, sponsor our show.
Right. They should.
They should.
Let's move on to some multi-platforming, Wombats news and stuff.
And stuff.
We've all been playing The Witcher 2.
We have. I'm probably further in than both of you, I think. Still, maybe.
I believe I'm 6 hours or so.
I'm only maybe 3, maybe 4.
Okay, I'm about 17. So
you win.
I do win. Woo! I'm the best. Bow down to me. I am the Witcher.
What do you think?
Here's my problem with this game. I'm playing the game. It's a very good game. I don't really like it.
You don't. I'm 13. Oh, sorry. I'm 7. Yeah, you don't like it. Okay, why don't you like it?
I'm just not drawn into this game. I find myself running around a lot.
There's a lot of walking in the rich.
I find there's a lot of walking around. I think the time between action is too long, and it's not plotted well enough. Between action sequences, and I find it gets a little boring. We talked about this a little bit about this game last time. I tend to be the good guy in this game. In this game, I tend to make the kind of the dick choice, just to see if it does something interesting.
He's kind of a dick. I mean, he's supposed to be a badass in this.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay. Like, he comes off kind of like a dick. I'm like, well, I'll pick the dick choice because I bet that's going to be. Maybe I'll see some boobs.
Right.
Which, when you get to Act Two, there's a pretty good boob scene in there. That's not really a spoiler. That's a teaser.
Right.
But
you know, they always say there was that question. You know, can games make you cry? And the Witcher asks, can games make you horny?
And the answer is probably.
Maybe not. Maybe. Yeah,
maybe.
I haven't banged. I tried to get a whore, but I don't think I had enough money.
You don't want to do that anyway. You don't need to do that.
Oh.
Did you kill you killed the thing, right? The big thing?
Did I kill the big thing?
In Act One. There's like a main storyline in Act One.
Yeah, I know. Do you know that like I fell asleep last night on the couch and I can't remember now how far I got in that mission? Because there is a lot. There is so much walking and stuff, like you say. You even forget like what's happening, and the map system is so poor.
It's terrible.
There's a map, and your quest will say, there won't be quest icons when you select a quest, and it'll tell you to talk to the woman in this town. So I'm like, oh, well, I'll look on the map, and it'll tell me which town. And there's only two towns. That's what's even worse. It tells you to talk to the woman in town P, and I'm like, oh, town P. Which one is that? Is that the one that's inside or outside? So I look up my map, and it doesn't say the names of the towns on the map.
It's like the quests. Yeah, it doesn't say the names of the towns on the map. It doesn't say the names of the buildings or anything like that. Sometimes the quests just don't show up on the map, and you're just supposed to find them. I guess I'm used to being told where to go in a game like this. And without it, there's already so much walking around and so much like downtime, meaning you're not fighting, that to have the map sort of be working against you really sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I could see why people like this game. I mean, the alchemy is kind of cool. All the different things you could do to your weapons and the magic and the leveling up is unique and the fighting is unique. But there's so much nothing in between that a great game is a game that when you're not playing it, you want to be playing it.
You think about the universe that you're in. You think about your character.
Exactly. Mass Effect does that incredibly well. Skyrim did that incredibly well. This game, when I'm not playing it, I don't feel like I'm missing anything. I have it. I feel obligated to finish it, and I hate that.
Right.
Like I don't want. I'd rather be playing, something else that I have piled up next to my Xbox as opposed to that.
I think it looks really good for the most part. Like better than I'd expected. You know, when you're walking through the forest.
I think the tone is really good. Like, the tone is what sets it apart from just about every other game, I think. Like, it's got a much more adult sensibility to it, like the HBO or Showtime shows do.
Mrs. Cheapy was saying they should just take the Game of Thrones license and slap it onto this engine, and it would be awesome.
Well, you know there's a Game of Thrones game coming out, right?
I know, but it's probably not going to be as good as this.
Oh, okay.
And again, I realize that this is a very good game. I just am not enjoying it.
It's not clicking for you.
It's not clicking for me. It's weird because I don't think it's necessarily something against the game per se.
Yeah, I mean the pacing is probably what's holding.
But
it back
that pacing
for you.
Is killing it for me. It really is.
What do you think of the combat?
It's fine.
Now we're all playing on easy.
I heard that even on normal, the game is just a killer. And when I did the tutorial, it said, we recommend you play on easy. Well, all right.
Yeah, me too. And I was like, well, who am I to argue with you?
Yeah, you're a computer. You know more than I know.
That tutorial. Now, that tutorial apparently is new for this enhanced edition on 360. And that's like the worst. I mean, Yeah, like Shipwreck and I were talking about it. He's like, all right, well, here's everything that there is in the game, and we're going to explain it to you in 3 minutes, and now here's a fight, and use it all. And that's why we're all playing on easy. I know what you're saying, Wombat, because Mrs. Chibi, you know, every night we have our evening activity, and Mrs. Chibi keeps asking me to play The Witcher, and I'm not opposed to it, but I'm not enamored with it. You know, I'm like, all right, sort of begrudgingly, I'm like, all right, let's play. And I wind up sort of, you know, spacing out maybe after 40 minutes or so. But
Triss is pretty hot, though.
Triss is hot. I like the redhead action.
Triss
Marigold.
How do you
like the game so far, Ship?
Like I said, I'm only a few hours in, so I'm still, like, I know the big monster thing or whatever you guys were alluding to, but I really haven't fought hardly at all. Like I went on that first little area where you're leaving the one town and going to the other town.
Right.
And that's pretty much it. I've just been in that town arm wrestling guys or
throwing some dice.
Yeah. Throwing some dice, playing some Yahtzee, some medieval Yahtzee against some fools. And then, I'm pretty good at that.
Right.
I'm also good at the fighting mini game where you just hit the button that mm-hmm. pops up on the screen.
Yeah.
I like the story. I mean, I can follow the story, which is, you know, I haven't played the first one. I feel like I have a decent idea of what's going on, which is unusual for me in a game like this. So it's got that going for it.
I did think the opening was really strong, which I guess that's kind of new too, that whole prologue sequence where you're with the king and everything.
Oh, that's new.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty well done.
Yeah,
I like that, actually. I did like that opening. But I think because that opening with the king, there's nothing else to do. It's very straightforward.
Very linear.
It works, though.
It does work. And I think it actually works better in that linear. I think there's an in-between, like that intro section, and then where you get to, you know, when you're in the town. There's somewhere mm-hmm. in between that would have worked better than what you get when you get to the town.
Maybe they need to. Maybe the game would have worked better if they threw in a few more linear experiences.
Something. I mean, when you finish,
the other things to do than just walk in.
I don't think this is really a spoiler, but like the end of Act One has something that's kind of like that.
Oh, okay, cool. So stuff to look forward to. I mean, I like the game so far.
Yeah.
I would certainly recommend it at this point.
Cinematic too
is excellent.
Just plays. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, that's really cool.
I've watched that like two or three times.
That must have cost a few dollars.
It's just awesome.
That's a very cool
CG.
And I will admit that almost last thing that you do in Act One, that event, that quest, whatever you want to call it, is really cool. Like that, you know, it's like a good, I don't know, let's say 20-minute thing that you do is exciting. That's an exciting moment in the game. It's like, okay, this is cool because it's the Witcher being a badass, which was what happens at the very beginning of the game. It's like, okay, badass, there's some badass stuff going on, I can get into this. But then when you're not doing that, it's like, okay, I guess I'll go talk to this guy, maybe he has the herb I need to make the bomb I need to close the hole that needs to be closed. That's not on my map, so I'm going to walk around for 20 minutes to find a hole.
Right.
And that's where the game's like, okay, maybe I could go and play Amalur. So.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, it's. Oh, you like Amalur better?
I think Amalur is actually faster paced.
It's not as interesting, though.
It's not nearly as interesting, but it's faster paced. I think If The Witcher had the pace of Amalur, it would be a better game. And if Amalur had the storytelling of The Witcher, that would be a better game. But if you made something that's the combination of those two games, I think that'd be called Dragon Age.
If they had a baby.
Yeah.
Well, continuing in the vein of this third-person action RPG, did you guys try the Dragon's Dogma demo?
I did.
Did you?
Me too.
Did you like it?
It was really short.
It was very short.
Like there's two. Two missions, but they're very short, both of them.
Yes.
It's hard to get a grasp on what it actually is, like this game.
There's an outdoor one. There's an outdoor mission where you're with like your whole team and you're fighting a it's a big bird, right?
Griffin.
That's griffin, called a griffin. Right.
Okay. And the indoor one was in a dungeon. I didn't actually. I think I played the indoor one at TGS.
But so, okay. So where this you time fight I the chimera?
I didn't get that far. Probably.
You didn't fight the monster at the end of the first level?
No, because I told you I just did the outside one.
Uh-huh.
And the TGS I probably gave up because I didn't like it. But I kind of like the outside, that outside part of the demo. And I made my character. You know, I like how you can make your character a child.
Did you make your character a child?
I made him a little boy, and I have my helper, or what do they call it? The
your pawn.
Pawn is a pawn, little is yeah. a little girl, and it's kind of interesting to see like the boy and the girl fighting. Like it kind of made the game unique to me, unique for me.
The whole teamwork thing was kind of neat. Like it didn't always work what was going on, but like while the griffin was flying around, one of my teammates would say like, "Here, come over here, and I'll boost you up." And it like launches you in the air.
Yep.
Or they come over and like say, "Here, I'll give you the power of fire," or whatever. And
yeah, then
they,
well, I'll heal
your
you.
Weapons are on fire.
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting to hate it, and I came away thinking this could be pretty decent.
I'm not sure how I feel about the look of the characters. They look a little too Soul Calibur-y looking for me.
They have a lot of options.
They do, but the faces, I don't know. They look Japanese. It looks like a Japanese game. It looks like a Japanese RPG.
It is.
I know it is, but I'm saying, you know, and that just doesn't appeal.
It's a warning signal for you.
It's exactly. It's a Pavlovian response to that look of that game where I'm like, oh, I'm going to hate this.
I'm coming away cautiously optimistic just from play, and I didn't expect. I don't know. Like my character was the little boy, and he had the bow and arrow, and it seemed kind of fun to be shooting the bow and arrow at people. I haven't played.
Do you even feel safe buying any Capcom game at launch, or do you think you should wait 9 months?
Yeah, I mean the price maybe has to be right, but I don't. I've never really played an action RPG where I played as an archer in recent memory. And I think that maybe
so
I would
as
like
the
that.
Archer, did you climb up on the griffin?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's kind of neat. It's kind of a neat gimmick.
I didn't climb on the griffin. What happens?
You can
really you can climb on top. You didn't climb on top of the chimera either.
No. I just stand.
You can climb
it a
up on the back of the monsters and attack them from their backs, and they try to like buck you off and stuff. Like the chimera, you can climb up on the back and then cut the snake tail off the back, and then climb back up again and start taking the goat off and everything.
Yeah, that thing was creepy looking. I never saw a chimera with a goat on the back, goat head
in the middle.
Yeah, that was a weird looking one for me. But you know, what do I know?
But yeah, you could. That's how you could keep the griffin down on the ground too. You could climb up on his back and attack his wings to keep him on the ground.
No, I didn't do that. I mean, I could always play the demo again, but I don't know if I'm going. Well,
yeah, kind of a neat mechanic, though.
I'm curious to see how the game does when it comes out, and I'll keep an eye on it. I mean, there's just, you know, you got The Witcher, you got Kingdoms of Amalur, and then this. So I don't know where this game fits in between those three. But I was pleasantly surprised so far. Let's see what else. All right, is that it for the multi-platforming games that we've played? Multi-platform games?
I think so.
Anything else?
What else did I need to play? I think I played enough.
I think that's it. Okay, so let's move on to some news, Wombat. How about some news?
Adam Sessler is leaving G4, or left G4, I guess, at this point.
But hasn't said where he's going.
No, the rumor is it was a contract dispute. Rumor.
They didn't want to pay him. Oh, he just... Yeah, I'm sure like they don't, I mean, it's a very low ranked cable channel, so I don't expect them to be like supremely generous with their...
But we don't know how much he wanted either. We don't know what's not generous. And he also has been there for 14 years, which is amazing.
Right. That's a long time.
That
That's
is a long time. I like Adam Sessler. I like X-Play.
I do too. I did too.
He's the best at doing the TV video game stuff.
Better than Jeff Keighley?
He's better than Keighley.
You think so? That's very controversial to say that.
Well, I like that Keeley comes off a little bit too slick to me.
Adam's more real to you?
I think he's more personable, funnier for sure.
He's got that kind of quirkiness to him too.
Right.
So, I don't know. He's been around longer too. Like, this is the guy that everybody saw on TV talking about video games.
I'm a Kevin Pereira man.
Okay.
I'm just saying that.
Maybe you'll run into him at E3. You could tell him.
Right. No one has said where he's going or anything.
No,
like
I don't
that,
think
right?
we know yet.
Okay.
No.
Okay. The Verge? Is he going to The Verge? Why are you laughing? He could go to The Verge.
Are you sure? They could do Sessler's soapbox over there.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. Why not?
Hey, I forgot to mention that I bought Darkness 2, and I've been playing that. And I know both of you guys finished it, right?
No, I don't have the Darkness 2.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh.
I played the game.
Oh, you went to an event.
Yeah,
you went to
I played
event.
The game.
Shipwreck finished it, though. I'm really enjoying it so far. I mean, I haven't played very much, only probably an hour, but I like that look of the game. They've done something pretty unique with the look. It's like a cel-shaded style, but it's not really cel-shaded, I think, right?
No, it's not cel-shaded. It is hand-drawn, I think, or whatever
I
they
see.
Called it. Yeah, so.
But it has like a comic book-y
comic,
look
it has
to
a
it.
Comic book feel to it.
Yeah, and it's fun, the things that you can do with your tentacles, your darkness tentacles, and throwing the car doors at people and slicing them in half is pretty satisfying, I gotta say. I don't know, I'm enjoying it. I like a nice first-person shooter. Haven't played one in a while. So, looking forward to playing more of that. What else we got in the news area?
There's a new site coming out that's sort of like Kickstarter. It's only going to be available in, I believe, in the UK or just Europe, maybe all of Europe. To start,
okay.
It's called Gambitious.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not actually buying... It's not like Kickstarter where you're basically pre-ordering the game to help fund it.
I see.
This, you're actually investing in the game.
So you're actually getting equity in the company?
In the company and in the game. How that works, I don't know. And there was a very interesting article about it on Penny Arcade, on the Penny Arcade Report, about, you know, even they're not sure how this is going to work without there being just lots of lawsuits.
Mm. It's very tricky, this type of thing. You need a lot of lawyers to set something up like this.
Exactly.
So I don't see some guy just going on there saying, hey, I'm going to make an iPhone game and let me do it on Gambitious and then everyone can have buy into the company. It seems like there's a lot of steps that need to happen.
Exactly. Yeah, and if that game hits big,
we're buying into Gretchen's practice currently,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of steps that have to happen. It's pretty annoying.
Into the animal hospital.
Yeah, into the animal hospital. So, that's going down next week.
Going down.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
So okay. So we'll see about that. It hasn't launched yet, right?
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, we'll keep an eye out for that.
They haven't reached their Kickstarter funding for it yet.
Right.
But I'm pumped.
Nice.
Thank you.
What else we got here?
The big rumor that was swirling around the internet today, which I believe has already been squashed, was that Nexon was going to buy EA, which I don't think is going to happen, but EA's stock went up 6% based on that rumor.
Finally.
So you should sell it today.
I should sell it today. How did Apple do? I was sort of kicking myself for not buying more Apple. It was, anyway.
Yeah, anyway, I don't care. most people say that it will not going to happen, but there was a little bit of time there where people were like, wow, Nexon's going to buy EA for like a good hour.
Right. Sweet. I was sleeping during that hour.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that would be... It would probably be kind of awful. Don't you think?
Right.
What does Nexon do again?
MapleStory? MapleStory?
MapleStory. Okay,
oh, they do like some of those Korean MMOs.
They are a Korean company. They make free-to-play MMOs. All microtransaction games. Owning Electronic
Arts.
That they could
buy EA. Like, that's the situation we're in.
Those Koreans really like those MMOs. And StarCraft. Let's see. Whatever. You're all choked up there, Wombat. What else we got here?
I'm choking on water. 1 second.
Okay. Well, let's move on to what? Chip, you've been playing Trials Evolution.
I did. I played that pretty much all day Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Wombat's really going down.
Yeah. You done choking over there? You all right?
I think I'm okay.
You need some water?
That's what I'm joking on. What a sad obituary. Died choking on water.
So trials.
I think that's called drowning.
I was about to make the same joke.
Did you just waterboard yourself?
I did. I'll tell you whatever you want to know. So how's trails?
Trials is, I think it's good. It's super addictive. It's not good for anybody who has any OCD tendencies, because I booted this thing up, like, I was going to play Witcher all day Saturday. That was my plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up early, started playing, like, I'm like, oh, I'll just play a level or two of Trials, just so I get a little further in Trials. And so I started playing. I'm like, okay, I got past that level. And then, like, as soon as I pass a level, if I don't get gold, I immediately feel the urge to go back and play it again. Because realistically, it's going to take you like 4 or 5 times as long if you just like come back to that level at a different time, because you don't have it memorized.
Right. Exactly.
So it makes more sense to just keep on playing that level until you get your gold on it.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you feel like you have to do.
Right.
So I did that, and like 10 hours later, I had played all the levels of Trials.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's really good, though. Like, it's better than the last game because the environments are a little bit more varied. Hmm. The graphics are a lot better. The friend integration, I think, is a little bit better. Every time, like, you run on, like, start a level, it has all, like, little dots on the screen with your friend's gamer tags on there. And so you can see whether they're ahead of you on the course or behind, like behind you on the course.
Or when I played the demo, I just watched them all shoot ahead of me.
Right. Did you play the demo?
I did. I played the demo.
Okay. It's Trials, right?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I really enjoyed the trial, but the trial of trials. But I just don't know if I have the time or the mental capacity to really buy that game and play it all the way through.
It is easier overall, I would say, than the last one.
Is it? Because I know the last one was just very frustrating. So I don't
this one didn't get frustrating until I got to maybe a couple of the hard courses and then the extreme ones, which are supposed to be just ridiculous. I still have one level that I haven't finished at all, the last level of the game in extreme. And I don't know if I'll ever finish that, because that's just... it's just excruciating to just sit there and do the same jump
right.
500 times
right.
and not get any further, except like every like 10 jumps, you'll get like a slight bit further. Like, you almost made it. And so then you just sit there and keep trying it over and over again. And my wife was sitting here just watching me playing this. Like, why are you doing this to yourself?
Right. Why don't you just bang your head against the wall?
Yeah. I was like to the point where I was having a nervous breakdown. Like, I was just laughing hysterically, like trying to make this stupid jump over and over again. And just watching the guy just like jump, land halfway, and then just fall to his death just over and over again.
You know what bothers me a little bit about that game? If you say you miss a jump and he falls, and sometimes watching the guy fall and hit the ground is kind of funny and fun to watch. The clock still runs while he's falling all the way down.
Yep.
So
yeah, you don't want to watch.
So you don't want to watch him fall. It kind of, you know.
Right. You want to watch him fall.
You want to watch him fall. Yeah. Anyway.
Right. It would be like if they penalized you for watching the crashes and Burnout.
Exactly. Exactly.
Need for Speed.
Exactly.
And the crashes are like arguably one of the best parts.
And they take that away from you in Trails. So that bothers me.
Is this game too tough for me, Shep? Is it going to make me nuts?
Well, it's got like online. I haven't tried the multiplayer yet, but it does have online multiplayer this time. And it's got like user-created tracks. And it has some of those kind of challenges that were in the first game, like where you had to stay on top of the ball for as long as you could.
Too many games.
I don't know. You'll like it for a little bit, I would say. You'll like it enough to play it.
Maybe for a
rainy
day.
You won't finish it. But.
Right. All right. I'll keep an eye on it. Maybe if I get flush with points.
There's a reason it sells so well. Like, it's really good. And the weird thing about it selling so well is, like, if you were to say, okay, we're going to put out a basically 2D side-scrolling motorcycle platforming game that's extremely hard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest day one grossing game on Xbox Live Arcade.
Surprising,
ever.
Right?
Well, what does that mean?
It means they made a lot of money.
Yeah. Does it, though?
Yeah.
Probably.
I sold, what, like 500,000 copies? I think is what...
I don't know.
What I read, 500,000 copies.
A lot of people are playing it on my friends list. I know that.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's such a weird... It's the most in a day. Well, what's the most in a day? Is that a million copies or is that five copies? It's not a quantifiable...
It's not five. I bet you it's not five.
Oh, you can look at the leaderboards and get an idea.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it'd be nice if they actually gave a number. If they're so proud of it, give the number. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with making, you know, if they sold 500,000 copies at $7.5 million in a day, that's not bad at all. But I don't know how much the game cost to make, but I'm sure it wasn't that much.
Well, there's a reason Ubisoft bought them. I mean, it's to make these games.
Yep. All right. They're moneymakers. What else have you been playing? Playing the Splatters? Or is that just what's going on in your bathroom?
That I pretty much put that on there. I've been playing it, but I was just hoping for some good poop jokes from saying the name.
Yeah, it's a terrible name. Yeah. It's a terrible name for a game.
It's basically like a...
Nobody wants the Splatters.
It's similar to like an Angry Birds type. Like it feels like an iPhone game where you fling these little balls of goo that splat, and you have to like get them to react to the same color bombs to explode all the bombs that are on the screen. Hmm. It's kind of fun. It's cute. But I don't really have anything else to say other than that.
Okay.
It's a poop joke.
Poop jokes. Now, what is this Kinect game, this NBA Kinect game that's coming out?
NBA Baller Beats. I love this.
Sorry,
this game.
One second. Like, I'm hijacking. According to Gamerant.com, Trials Evolution sold 100,000 copies on day one.
All right.
Is that a lot?
Good stuff.
Is 100,000 copies a lot?
I think it's a lot.
I don't know.
For one day?
You know, I'm sure Mass Effect 3 sold more than 100,000 copies on day one.
It sold like a million in the first weekend or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah, but it's different. You know, they didn't have, there's probably not a lot of TV spots for this game and things like that.
It probably didn't cost as much to make as Mass Effect.
Oh, I'm sure it didn't cost as much to make. I'm just saying,
the ending was more satisfying.
I don't know. There's some really big colors.
How do you know you didn't finish the last track?
You get the credits before the last
track. Oh, okay.
You get credits for finishing the hard levels.
Just checking. Okay. We can talk about NBA Baller Beats now.
Yeah, Shipwreck's an NBA baller. A lot of people don't know that. So what is this? What happens in this game?
NBA Baller Beats is a Kinect game where you dribble an actual basketball to the beat of popular recording artists.
No way.
Basketball in your house.
In your house.
No way.
So you know how you always tell Ty not to throw that ball in the house?
Yes.
Yeah. Now you'll be throwing a ball in your house in front of him.
I won't be.
No, you won't be.
Yeah. So this sounds insane. Like I'm gonna play it in my basement because.
Yeah, that'll be fine. And you're good at basketball. You can bounce.
It'll
be
fine in my basement. It's just they're gonna have it at E3. Like I'm gonna be rushing to play this at E3.
I can't wait to see your skills. And then you're gonna challenge Stuttering Craig from Screw Attack in a one-on-one battle. Not in Baller Beats, but in just real basketball.
But if there's trampolines, Shipwreck is screwed.
Right. I'm out if there's trampolines.
Do you think you could beat him?
In what?
One-on-one. This basketball.
I don't. He's got the height advantage on me.
He does. But he just had a kid, so he's going to be really tired.
What? I don't know. I think he's probably pretty good.
Yeah, he must.
I'm pretty good, but...
Right.
You put in the height advantage in one-on-one, it makes a big difference.
Gotcha.
I wouldn't be able to play much defense is the problem. He could back me down.
Right. Exactly. I'm going to back you down too.
Yeah. Just back me down all day. Everybody does.
So you're excited for this game. No joke.
Well, the soundtrack is crazy too. Like, you look at the people in the soundtrack. They've got Kanye West. They've got Run DMC. They've got the Gorillaz. They've got Common. Like, they have like a legit soundtrack for this game.
Who's making this?
Majesco is publishing it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure who the development house
is.
It's a
development house. They made a lot of EA sports games. Probably ports, I believe. I forget the name of the company.
Interesting.
I could look it up.
It's such an absurd idea, though, that you're going to be dribbling a basketball in your living room.
That is weird to me.
And Joystick went out and asked them, and they said it does work on carpet. But I can confirm that dribbling a basketball on carpet is not the greatest thing to do.
No,
I recommend the Nerf basketball would probably work well.
But then it's such a different feeling. Like dribbling a Nerf ball compared to dribbling a basketball for people who play basketball, like it's not the same thing.
HB Studios, by the way. HB Studios.
Gotcha. All right, well, we'll keep an eye out for that. I'm sure we'll have something at E3.
They made Cricket 2002.
In case you're wondering, we are all going to E3. I know someone, I think Lick Chan asked that in the CAG bag. We are going to E3.
As soon as they approve me.
Did you guys buy airplane tickets yet?
No. I need to.
Did you ship?
I've been looking. I haven't bought them yet.
How's it looking?
It's looking, I don't know, it's about the same as it always is.
Okay. Good.
Good, yeah. It's looking good. It's looking like they're having jets that go from Cincinnati to LA.
Perfect. What else we got here?
Nintendo reported $4,601,000,000 in losses for fiscal.
Wait, what? What was that? Say that number.
Nintendo reported $461 million in losses for fiscal 2001.
Right.
Okay. Why? What'd I say?
You said 4,461,000,000.
That's because I stopped when I was. Never mind.
Anyway, so that's a lot of losses.
That is a lot of losses.
You might even say that's close to a half a billion.
Even with net sales of $8 billion, they still lost $460 million.
So nobody's buying the Wii, and the 3DS is selling under expectations. I guess they're losing money on the 3DS, right?
The 3DS, they're losing money on everyone.
They're losing money on everyone they sell. It's just, you know, boggles my mind that you could sell $8 billion of anything and lose money.
Wow, so we'll see. I mean, the Wii U is going to be really huge for them, I guess.
Well, I think New Super Mario Bros. 2 coming out for the 3DS later this summer is going to be huge for them, too.
And Animal Crossing.
And Animal Crossing, yeah. Nintendo will be fine. They're going to be fine.
Oh,
they're going to be fine.
I don't think anyone thinks they won't be fine. It's just, you know, they haven't had a loss in a very long time, actually.
All right, let's move on here. What? Apple time?
Apple time. Did you guys update your Jetpack Joyride?
I did not.
I know Shipwreck's a big fan of that game.
I am. I saw that there was an update, but I haven't updated it today.
It adds a new gadgets for stuff you could buy. I bought one of the gadgets. It's pretty cool. It's you know, for a free update for a game, it's fun.
Have you played this?
There were new courses added to Fairway Solitaire, too.
Oh, there are? I should check that out.
Yeah, I was almost ready to delete that game off my phone because it's like almost a half gig of space it's taking up. So I was trying to get through all the courses. That way I could delete it, but then they added more courses.
I did download that update. I just haven't played it yet.
I downloaded this game called Slide, where it's all you're doing is... You know how you slide to unlock? So all those slides just appear on the screen and you have to do them really fast before the screen fills up with them. I think it was free.
I hope that was free.
It sounds like it.
It's kind of interesting.
I've been playing Icebreaker from the makers of Backbreaker because that was free.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
That game's fun. I mean, it's a lot like Backbreaker, but with hockey.
I would like to see that on Xbox. Game.
Yeah, I guess, but you know, if it's free on the iPhone, I'll take the free one.
That was our first cheapy made me buy it game, wasn't
it?
Yes, it was. The Backbreaker game. It was the second Backbreaker game, right?
Yeah.
I think there was two. That game was really good, actually.
It's not bad. I also downloaded the Target app because, you know, I need to see what's on sale at Target.
Right. All right, let's see. Let's move on here. All right, Cagbag, show us your tweets. I think we're going to be doing this live because I didn't write it.
Because you didn't put them in. You have one thing to do on the outline and you didn't do it.
Big, right, I didn't do it.
Everything else that was on that outline I put on.
Oh, you're the man.
I am.
No, I put stuff on that outline too.
Everything I put on. Every single thing.
I was watching some of the Ranger game this morning and they won, by the way.
I know.
Let's see. Big Fish Carl writes in and wants to know if we've played Fez. Any of us?
A little bit.
I played the demo, yeah.
I played the demo. That's it.
I know that it's supposed to get really good, and I'm going to play it, but the first level is really boring. It's just excruciating for me.
Mrs. Cheapy won't watch me play it, so that's a big knock against it.
Yeah, Gretchen didn't like watching it either. She said, let's play something else.
Right. Let's play something that doesn't look like something that came out on Super Nintendo. I said, but it's kind of cool. I tried to like sell her on. I'm like, oh, the music is cool. Come on. It's kind of cool. She's like, how can I watch you play this game when I've watched you play Assassin's Creed? I was like, well, yeah, I guess.
I just haven't gotten in the right mood for it yet, I think is the issue.
Your weed shipment hasn't shown up yet?
That's correct. It has not.
I see. All right. So sorry, Big Fish Carl. We have not. Bob Draken wants to know how your dinner was at Ruby Tuesdays.
It was okay. I got the meatloaf. I've never had Ruby Tuesdays meatloaf, but it seemed like it'd be all right. And they serve it with this like kind of hot dipping sauce, which is kind of odd for meatloaf.
It sounds gross already. Yes, continue.
But the potatoes, they had like cheese in the mashed potatoes. Those were knocking it out of the park right there.
Mm.
And I was watching baseball, so that's also a metaphor for knocking it out of the park.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher, here's another question for you, Ship. Christopher 2685 wants to know what you think about G.I. Joe Retaliation. Is that the new movie?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the new upcoming feature film, summer blockbuster. I think it looks like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think so too.
I thought the last movie was okay for what it was. I mean, it's G.I. Joe. It's supposed to be kind of stupid and campy,
right?
And I think this one, having The Rock and John McClane, what's that guy's name? Bruce Willis.
They're both in it.
Yeah,
they're both.
The Rock.
Who does The Rock play?
The Rock plays
Roadblock.
Okay.
And Bruce Willis plays Joe Colton, who is the original G.I. Joe.
Okay. The original Joe.
Yes, the original Joe.
I did not even know there was an original
1960s G.I. Joe.
No. He's from the comic books. But it has a lot of ninjas. It's got Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes and Jinx. And the whole Red Ninja Clan is in there, which is also from the comics. So it's got Cobra Commander in a silver mask.
Cool.
So that it's got that going for it. Zartan's the president. It's got that going for it.
Interesting.
I haven't seen Destro in any of the trailers. Good. Is he in it?
I haven't heard anything about Destro being in this one. And by the way, his face was animated at the end of the last movie. I'm kind of glad that he's not in this one.
It looked off.
It was bad. Like, it looked pretty budget the way his face moved. Like, they didn't just put him in a silver mask. It's all like computer animated and it like becomes part of his face.
Right. That sounds wrong.
Yeah.
Speaking of comics, Wombat, I bought a Batman comic.
Which one?
I bought Batman Venom. You know that?
Is that like a Bane? Is that a Bane comic?
I believe, yeah. It was on Kotaku. There's an article about it. I guess they re-released the graphic novel or something like that. And it's about Bruce. I guess Batman gets addicted to Venom, the drug Venom, which makes him stronger.
Oh, right. That's Venom. Yeah. I was thinking Spider-Man.
No.
It's a Bane thing.
Yeah, I got the Bane thing now.
Yeah, so I
saw that awful Batman movie.
Oh, yeah. So I ordered it because the guy on Kotaku sounded like he really liked it. So I figured I would like to read a comic book, and I bought it. Excellent. I haven't gotten it yet, though.
I think.
You didn't buy it? I figured you'd buy it on the iPad.
They don't have it.
Oh, okay.
I looked for there first, and then I went with Amazon Japan, who had it.
That's a Denny O'Neill book.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I just, it sounded interesting. It had drugs in it and Batman. I like both those things, so I figured I would give it a shot.
Excellent.
Thanks. Let's move on here. Let's see. Sir Khalid wants to know what happened to my vlogging, my video blogging. I stopped doing it. I'm waiting until I get my new iMac and my new gaming PC, and then I will do streaming and blogging. Maybe. Maybe. Let's see. What else here? Stever L wants to know if I'm the only one who's watching the Game of Thrones.
Yes.
And I think I am, right? You guys got to get this shit together, man. Ship? Come on. It's on iTunes.
He doesn't...
It's on iTunes. I didn't know it was on iTunes. It is?
Season 1 is on iTunes.
Mm.
Aha!
Would I like it?
It's awesome. It's incredible. It's fantasy. It's like Dungeons and Dragons, the movie. Come on.
With boobs.
With a lot of sex.
Lots of sex and boobs.
Yeah. Hot chicks naked. Come on.
Is Mrs. Shipwreck going to like it?
Yeah. Mrs. Chibi loves it. Kidding? Oh, DR3B19983 wants to talk about Ghost Recon Future Soldier. And I did play the beta quickly, but it had a lot of problems connecting and stuff. So, I don't know. I guess maybe we should talk about that one next week. Cause
yeah, I tried to connect and it didn't connect and I gave up.
Yeah. Well, I think it's time to wrap things up because I got to get ready for my big Akihabara lunch where we're going to get this gaming PC thing going. I'm excited.
Will you wave to the maids for me?
I will. I will smile at them in a flirting manner.
Will you grab Colonel Sanders' crotch?
Yes. I will pretend that I'm giving him oral.
Can you take a picture of that and put it on the Twitter?
Maybe.
Excellent.
If it's raining, I probably won't do it. Oh, it's raining right now. But anyway, I want to thank all of our friends for listening. And also, I think, what was the feedback like? We never did any feedback from last week's show, Mass Effect.
Most people, you know, like the show. They did like to point out some of the factual mistakes we made, which right. I think some of it was more nitpicky than factual mistakes, but whatever. I'm not going to get into that. But I didn't post any because I didn't want to open the show with feedback of spoilers because that's not right or fair.
I see. Right. People did seem to appreciate the way that we separated it out. Even if they didn't like the content so much, they liked the fact that we kept all the spoilers to the second half.
I think everyone agrees, though, that my idea for Mass Effect 4 is the best idea anyone's ever had in the history of the universe.
Recruiting new Spectres?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, maybe it'll happen.
I think it should. Are you listening? BioWare?
BioWare's? Come on. Project Wombat was a big success. This could be, you could call this one Project Wombat 2.
Exactly. Just give me a call. We'll work it out. I don't even want money.
Right. All right, well, thanks for listening. I want to remind everybody to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/cheapassgamer, and follow us all on Twitter, CheapyD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck. Oh, somebody has a birthday coming up, Wombat5277.
Oh, who? 5277?
What could those numbers mean?
I don't know. They were just random.
Interesting. All right, we'll have to remember that. And review us on iTunes, please. We like to see your reviews there. Makes us feel good about ourselves. And of course, register your domains and get your web hosting at GoDaddy.com. 10% off any order, KEG 10, $5 off a $30 order, KEG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with code KEG domains, GoDaddy.com. And with that, we will see you next week, or I'm not sure when this show is going to go up, but you'll see us again soon. For sure. See ya.
Bye. Brett's done.
At Red Lobster, you know you're getting only the freshest fish because the ocean rewrites our menu all the time.
There's never been a better time. Never been a better place.
Red Lobster's just filled with delicious fresh fish and seafood. So it's no wonder the fish aren't the only ones biting.
There's never been a better time.